My biggest sticking point for most guys is the paralysis of analysis and the overwhelm of information. There's just so much information available. Guys don't know where to start or what to do to get started. And the easiest thing to do is simply not jump into the big, I call it the quagmire or the tar pit of information that's out there. You'll get totally bogged down. Here's the reality. The more information you have about something, the harder it is to make a decision, right? It's like a guy that wants to go out and learn everything there is to learn about cars to figure out which car he's going to buy. There's so much information out there, you'll be stuck forever just trying to weed through it. You got to just like eliminate down to a few simple things and forget the rest. You cannot prepare for every single event that's out there. That's really what I think slows most guys down, is that most guys are trying to prepare for every situation so that they won't risk rejection from a woman. That's really it. They go into a lot of the pickup and seduction material and they try to memorize everything because they don't want to go into a situation with a woman and deal with the unknown. And that's natural. That's human nature. We don't want to have to face the unknown because that's scarier to us than anything else. You see, death, you know, they say that death is like one of the most fearful events, including public speaking for people. But the reality is it's not death that's scary to people. It's the fact that we don't know what's after it, right? Death is only scary because you don't know what happens next. Well, same thing happens with conversations with women. They're only scary because you don't think you know what's going to happen next. And you can easily prepare for them. There's actually some great techniques that don't require you to memorize a lot of stuff. It's stuff that I teach that will help guys to get into conversations and not worry about the unknowns, because that's the least of your problems. The biggest problem is getting started and just walking up and approaching. So my best advice for guys out there like you who might be waiting to get out there and just get started is to, again, just use my simple tip there. Find one good opener, and I've got a bunch I can share with you in some of my programs too. I do give a lot of information, a lot of outer game stuff, but I also temper it and balance it with a lot of inner game understanding so that you're not doing it blindly and you'll be more effective. Because some women, when they hear a guy deliver a line, they're going to call you out on it. They're going to say, "What was that? Is that something you read in the book, The Game?" And then you're going to be sitting there going, "Well, no, and then you're caught, right? You're snagged. Don't get put in that situation. If you're natural and if you're coming from a foundation of confidence, you can stand up to any test a woman throws at you.